Good evening, Felipe, Fernando. Yes, we were speaking about day one, day two. Yes, day three. I'm just gonna shade here a bit. It's getting warmer. One second. Yes, I see, Felipe, for you. But before we enter the species, yes, the three patriarch, can you, there's also a graph, a sketch by Weinreb in chapter one in his book. Yeah. Cindy, good morning, good to see you. Yanis, good evening, yes? When we look at the species, the first 3 days or the first three species, as Deuteronomy 8:8 said, the land of wheat and barley and vine. Wheat is gold, associate with the element of fire, the fields of gold, the fields of wheat. Yes? Go forward all the time, never being stopped. Yes? Barley is associated with the passivity, with the left side, yes, and vine with day three, because we have a split, we already have the process in time. Any questions that you'd like to ask? Yanis, do you have any questions? Yes, about Psalms 114. Yes, when Israel are living Egypt, but it's not Egypt and it's not Israel. What does it mean? Betzet Israel mimitzrayim. When infinite disconnects from the finite. Yes, this is what it speaks about. Psalms 114. When infinite, Betzet Israel, when infinite, drops the finite. Betzet Israel, Mimitzrayim. This is how it starts. What happens when, in a snap of a finger, does everything drops? Duality, space and time, the narrowness, the judgments, the conflicts, the struggles, this. The relief from the need to be free, because everything is like illusion, basically. Again, Psalms 114. Betzet Israel mimitzrayim, when infinite just drops the sense of finite. Also, Yanis asked a very beautiful question about the brain. The brain is finite. Yes. So we take this narration of the brain to be the absolute when the narration of the brain is finite. So we take it as a true story, but it's not. Yes? When infinite, in the poem Tree of Life by Luria, when infinite concise itself to the center, there's a space and there's the creation of space and time, and then comes finitum, finite. But in a way, the infinite always hides behind the finite. And we take the finite to be absolute. And we are taking the bullshit of the brain 24/7 about our narration, our positions to be the truth, but it is finite. The brain is a finite. And we take the speech of the brain to be the absolute, which is not. Yes. Did you understand, Yanis? Did you understand? Again, again. Once there is a birth, let's say of a baby. Baby has a head. Thank God, arms and legs. Yes. The head includes the brain that will develop during the time. In about 2 years, the baby will sense a great separation between himself and the world. This is the sense of the finite. Yes, that comes from the brain as a transmission to the baby. This is why the baby also will feel separated from the world. And we shall grow with this sense of separation, of this connection. And we take it, and the more we grow in time, so the one will grow in time, will get this speech of the brain to be the absolute truth, but it's not. Yes? Because what the brain does, and you can experience this every moment of your life, there is a moment in time, immediately the brain offers a parallel picture, which you always stand against what is happening in time and offer a parallel picture which is either located in the past or will be located in the future. Yes, this is what it does. There's in a way escaping the moment, wants to escape and to present parallel opposite picture. Either one is in the past or the one is in the future. This is what it does all the time. It's the mechanism. Just don't take it seriously. Because it's not you. It is the manufactured, it's like a product. Yes, it works. As long as there is connected to the body, it will always produce something. The production of the brain is always, the finite brain will always produce a narration that will negate the infinite. And this is our true nature, the infinite. So the brain will always offer a narration that will deny the infinite nature of ourselves. This is what it does. Active. Hello, can anyone hear? Is there a sound coming? Can you hear? Yes? Thank you. Thank you for asking. I didn't notice because it says green all the time, so I don't see. There was a beautiful article that I read last night. I tried to share it on Discord. It didn't work technically. There was a man in England. He was experiencing a bicycle accident, and he got his head injured. He was delivered to hospital, and he fell into a coma, a deep coma, for a while. And the doctors tried to ease the situation, so there was a lot of pressure on his skull because of the falling and the beating that he got while falling. So the doctors tried to ease the pressure, and they did an operation that will ease the pressure inside the skull. Anyways, the man went into a deep coma. One day, he walked up from the coma and he told the team of nurses and doctors around him that he has a friend, lady friend, and she is pregnant. Please pay attention to the details. Hello, Gladys. Speaking about England. Yes, the story of Alpha. The story of Alpha. Now we're sharing the story of Alpha. I hope you have a good weather in London today. So a guy named Alpha used his bicycle in England. There was a bicycle accident. He got his head hit. He was delivered to hospital and he fell into a coma. And the doctor tries to ease the pressure from his head, and they did some kind of a procedure to reduce the pressure. Anyways, the dude went to a coma and walked after a while. And he tells the team around him, the doctor and the nurses, that he has a girlfriend and she is happy to be pregnant. And they are expecting twins. This is what he tells the doctor. His girlfriend is pregnant with the twins. He has already the scan from the doctor. He tells the doctors that he has the picture. How do you call it? When you go to the doctor and there's like beautiful pictures of the twins inside the womb. So he tells the doctors that his friend is happy to be pregnant with twins. He has also the pictures. And it's a boy and a girl. Yes, it's a boy and a girl. And he knows already what are the names of the twins. Yes. And he works. Yes, or he was interviewed for a job interview. This is what he tells the doctor when from coma. You can find the story. It's a story of Alpha. His name is Alpha. And he tells the doctors that he was going to an interview in the MI6. MI6. And so he continues with the story. There are more and more details, but those are the basic two themes. There are many, many more details. One about the fact that he has a girlfriend. She is pregnant with twins, boy and a girl. He has the pictures of them in the womb. He knows their names. She does not know them yet because he knows better than her. And his work, and he was going for a job interview, already working with the MI6 and so on. And people just, because he fell into a coma, so people are just writing the details. Nobody even questioned it. Until he was mentioning the story, because they could not locate also the girlfriend also. Until he went to a detailed story about his interview in the MI6. That, according to the doctors and the nurses, could never have happened because in the 1st of January 25, there was a holiday. There is a Christmas New Year holiday and the MI6 could not hold any job interviews. So this detail is not right. He was not going to a job interview in the MI6. So, and they operate few people around him to see what is happening. And there's a lady at the end of the article, she was saying the brain, yes, sense there is a lack. He went into a coma for a while. So the brain invented a story. And part of the story that his friend is pregnant. Look how does it go? It's very, very interesting. His girlfriend is pregnant, yes? But pregnancy is already due, two. Yes, the mother and the... No, she's pregnant with two, boy and a girl. And she does not know the name, but he knows. So this is quite interesting. But after this, slowly they shared with him the fact that in 1st of January 2025, the MI6 was not working because it was a vacation between the years or so. He started questioning what he or his brain or his mind telling him about the truth. And he was stepping back. This is a very interesting story about Alpha. And if you will interview each other about Felipe will interview Yanis, and Yanis will interview Jill, and Gladys will interview Cindy, and so on. Fernando will interview Deborah, and what Deborah says about, so to speak, her narration. Don't trust this narration. This is a very good example how the brain just playing creates all kinds of parts, connect them together. Life, it was a true reasonable story. Isn't that reasonable that a man and a wife or a dude and his friend will unite and she might pregnant? There is a chance. Yes, there is a chance that she might be pregnant. There is a chance also that she might be pregnant with twins and so on. There is. It's reasonable. It's not unreasonable. And the brain will always convince us that the storyline that the brains offer us or nourishes us is the absolute truth, because there's nothing else, only this narration. And we accept it as absolute truth, and this is where the struggle comes. It's a closed circuit. Man and himself, doesn't mean man and woman or human, and his brain is a closed circuit. The only relief that we have is when we speak to friends. Otherwise, it just will continue infinitely running and suggest us the same story. And the most beautiful thing that if you investigate those stories that the brains offer us, you will find always the same character, I mean, the same component. We, as being born in space and time, we are the center of every story that the brains offer. It doesn't matter which scenarios the brains offer. Fernando will always be in the center, or Deborah, or Yanis, or Felipe, or Jill, or Gladys, or Cindy. This is the dishes, yes? Yes. This is the dishes that these restaurants called Brain, offers us 24/7. It's about you, it's about your life, whatever, your neighborhood, your friends from school, whatever you have it, doesn't matter. And it's not. But we take it to be absolute truth, and this is why the suffering comes. It's a great manufacturer of suffering. The brain is a machine. Yes, you could say, yes, Yanis, you could say. Some people like to use it, the word. Some people are afraid to use the word ego. Yeah, this is what it does, yes. Because this is the brain, yes, is the identification, yes. This is the machine that identifies, yes, connects all those details to be Yanis and Felipe and G and so on. Is the doer or the, yes, the doer, the ego, yes, the self is identity and so on. There are many names, yes, but this is the limitation. This is the limitation. It will always offer us a story that the name is in the center. And it doesn't matter which name, Yanis, Felipe, John, Peter, Paul, Mary. The narration of the brain has a concrete work ethics, the name is always in the center. Now replace the names. And you will see that there is no really a difference in the story making in Jana's brain, in Felipe's brain, Jill, Gladys, Cindy, Fernando, and Deborah. It doesn't, you can change books in the library. Yes, you can, it's the same thing. It's always about Deborah, and it's always about Fernando and Yanis. There aren't any characters. And even in the there are characters in the story, it's always Fernando against X, Yanis against Y, Felipe against Z, Jill against B, Gladys against C, and Cindy against D. This is all the time the echo chambers inside. So it's pretty boring and it's fermented. It's also exhausting. Nothing new can come out of it. They have a beautiful parable in the literature about the dog. Even if you have, do you have dogs in maybe your friends have like dogs, or you even in the garden, I don't know. The dog sometimes can eat its vomit. Have you seen that? That some animals, some part of them dogs, they if they vomit, they're licking the vomit. Have you seen that or not yet? About dogs. In the movies, or you have next to you. You have seen this, yes? The dog eats what? It's vomit. And what does man do? What does man do? Isn't the same? Eats the same food that the dog called brains vomits 24/7, and you eat it, and you eat it, and you feel bad, but you eat it, and you eat it, and you eat it. It's just horrible, but you eat it. You take it as absolutely truth and great nourishment because my brain produces it. Lies on lies on lies. And then there's a suffering on top of it. Just don't take it seriously. Cannot be. Any questions? Deborah, Cindy, Yanis, Felipe, Jill, Gladys, Fernando, any questions? And let's continue with Psalms. Haita Yehuda lekodesho. Judah, they translate Yehuda as Judah, to be his holiness. It's not about Judah as a name, not at all. It's about the being. Being is holy. Yes, because the being, the four letters, are written in the name Judah. Judah basically is what? It's not a person, it's not a county, it's not a kingdom. It's being in the four letters. Because Daled is four. So Judah represents the being in four letters. That's all. It's very simple. So, Haita Yehuda lekodesho, then when infinite withdraws from finite, then being is holy. Yes, this is what it is. Beautiful Psalms. Questions, Gladys, Jill, sharing, Felipe, Yanis, Cindy, Deborah, Fernando, any sharing? Yes, Fernando.
I don't know if I am leaving the psalm right now, but I was thinking, you know, it is still in my mind, the seven fruits that you said. And I was thinking that this way, you know, to relate symbolically with the fruits, let's say barley that you mentioned, or pomegranate, or olive, it's a way to overcome this rational, casual thinking, you know. because you are relating with something that is beyond what is this casuality, you know, these the things that you see that is happening. So let's say in the moment that you engage in Shabbat, or in the moment that you engage in poetry or reading, or I don't know, but if you have this symbolic act, a conscious symbolic act, it seems that you are linking with something that is beyond, you know, beyond this struggle. It is not the complete unity yet. It is not like the non-dual perspective that is, you know, that is beyond, even beyond the seven species, let's say. But it's a way to overcome it. I don't know, what do you think about this?
Yes, because it takes us from, it's a great question, or for it, because it takes us, like a snap of a finger, it takes you from this rational, linear, causal thinking, because when we speak about the dimensions of the seven fruits or the species or so, it's completely different. It's a different realm.
Yes, because...
Yes?
It makes me remember what Mircea Eliade speaks. It's a great book where he speaks about the sacred and the profane. And he speaks that... He claims that once you have this sacred relation with something, it becomes something, another thing. It's different for someone that is relating with the seven fruits, thinking about the tree of life and passing, I don't know, the bread and the oil, and thinking about the sacredness of this consciously. It's totally different. It's a different realm from somebody that's just eating a bread, you know, amorphously taking it for granted, and so on. So, don't know it. Just bringing these ideas.
Yes, it's a vehicle. You can call it as a vehicle. Yes, it cancels in a way the space and time.
Exactly. Is this? Yeah. It cancels. Yes.
Yes, it cancels. It just cancels once you. I remember first time we baked bread at home. It was like, what? Such a bread can come from a seed of wheat? This is a miracle. You know, it's not for just what? Because what happens? What happens when you, let's say, just an example, when you bake bread at home? It doesn't have to be like huge portion or huge quantity. Just even like two little lachmaniot, like little breads also. You expose to what potential, yes, Deborah, what potential is hidden in a grain of wheat. And this potential slowly is being exposed. So a grain of wheat is not nothing. And he says, what? In the source, in the code of creation, or wherever you want to call it, science, or depends on how people speak or relate to what is happening. Was the intention that this grain of wheat through millions of, or whatever, let's count, depends on where we enter to count, that from this grain of wheat, which has such a rough shell, yes, which is being removed, and then there is a process of milling it, and then you add to it water and yeast and salt and a bit of sugar, depends, and then you put it in the fire. And what? Something so complete comes and you eat it and you feel one, you know? There is no me in the world anymore. This is why Beit Lechem is so important. When you eat a bread, there is no distance or hunger. What is hunger? A gap between one and the world. This is hunger or famine, a gap, a separation. Once you eat bread, there is no separation. So, and then you eat a bread that you baked at home. I said, this is the intention that is stored in a grain, little grain of wheat for millions of years, that someone in space and time will bake bread and what? You know, you can go to the bakery, what people do, and they wait in the morning. Ah, bakery, if it's like winter, just something warm with a coffee. Or even in the summer, they go. Because it's tasty, you feel good. But once you do this at home, what? All of this is being symbolized or being stored in a little grain of wheat? And humanity through the generations discovered or being exposed to the revelation of a grain of wheat. And then there is no separation between me and the world. We can make bread at home. This is so important. There's always wars here, but in the last autumn, we started baking at home. It was like I say, coincidence. There was a video offering, and Andra said, let's try it. And suddenly we found ourselves baking bread because it was very dangerous to leave the house, to go to the supermarket, because there was constant bombing us. And when you eat bread, you don't feel any more distance from the world. You don't feel animosity. You don't feel of missing out that the world is there and I'm here. All this narration, yes. And more than this, you look deeply and you say, "What?" And you say, "What? This is the intention that this little grain of wheat will store such a potential in it." And this is only in a grain of wheat. What happens when you go to see the pomegranate? There's a beautiful series of pictures of pomegranates here now. They're being ready before Rosh Hashanah comes. The sun is very good to cook the fruit, so to speak, until it's the harvest. When we see the Christmas tree, when we decorate the Christmas tree, there's the beautiful pomegranate, but basically it comes from here. And it doesn't matter if it's a mango or avocado or a wheat or a barley. This is the intention. And every fruit in its season, yes? Now in the summer, there's a lot of fruit because it fits. This is the nourishment that fits the season. It's light. It doesn't warm you. It keeps you fresh. It has a lot of water. And so when you look at it, you say, what? It's a bit, yes. To look at life as we are, humanity is the center of it, but still, it's with a lot of wonder. From all this galaxy, from all the whatever is happening around, there is one planet on which life for human is possible. And great miracle is happening. From a grain of wheat, you can bake bread. So the unity that we mentioned in day one, Yom Echad, is reflected once you sit and eat the bread. There is no separation. So the unity which is promised in the potential before the process in time begins, we also find it when we sit at the table and eat the bread, the unity. Like flour. Yesterday we bought flour. Finally, they the supermarket had this idea to sell flowers in the supermarket because you always had to go to flower shop, and sometimes it's different part of the city. And it was like, great. And what a beautiful, men did not create flowers. Men claim that he is a creator of a video, that he has this idea or whatever, but look at the flowers, they're growing in the season. And the brain offers us again a close narrations of life or of myself. Yes. Let's say you are in a situation and you are being annoyed in a situation. If you tell yourself it's Fernando which is annoyed, or Gladys or Jill or Felipe, Yanis or Cindy, it's gonna make you upset. Because you're annoyed and you tell yourself that you, as Fernando, Yanis and Felipe, are annoyed. But in the moment there's annoyance is happening, you see someone is annoyed. You see? There is no identification with this annoyance that Fernando is holding or so, or is associated to Felipe or to Yanis. Someone is annoyed. It's not, there is no need to make or to claim any identification, because what happens, and this is what the brain does all the time, it's create association and attachment to what is happening. If there's annoyance, it is me who is annoyed. If there's happiness, it's me who is happy. If there's sadness rises, it's me who is sad. And now it's all of those things are happening. And guess what? There is no me to claim it. Many can happen: annoyed, happiness, sorrow, grief, whatever, joy. But there is no me to claim it. And this is the great freedom. And this is what Psalms 114 speaks about: when infinite leaves the finite or drops the finite. The identification with the self, yes, being created or associated with a body that was appearing in space and time. If there is annoyance coming, and if there is attachment to the annoyance, something is bothering. And if there's immediately attachment, I am annoyed and you see it and why am I not? But if you just, okay, there is annoyance, but it's not the me, just move 2 meters, it does not exist. The trouble comes when there's attachment or deep attachment to whatever rises in the moment. There is no need to cleave to those appearances. And we say, oh, it's bad. And this start the story, yes? And it's bad that I'm annoyed. Why? No, you're not annoyed. There is annoyance. There are too many people standing in the sun waiting for IKEA to open or to close. And this is it. Those are the conditions. It's not private. When people identify the conditions with a self or a me that sits in the middle, it's a problem. But if it's just, this is only appearance in space and time, it has nothing to do with the infinite. This is a completely different story. It's like the actor, let's say, on stage, he has to play, let's say, a bum, so he will appear on a stage as a bum or as a drunk man, and he will drag a leg or so. But once he leaves the stage, he just take off his clothes and he's just regular person or regular living. But when he act, when there's identification, he will wear this the same certain kind of pants and a jacket, and he will limp a bit and hold a glass of beer or something, or whiskey, and speak like there's identification. How can actors exhibit such a beautiful role, yes, or an act when the camera is rolling? Because they're empty, but the moment the camera is rolling, they identify with the story or with the character, so they leap. After the director says cut, and it's just a giggle and chickle, and go and send some WhatsApp messages to the friends. Eat lunch together, drink water, whatever. Why people like to see movies? Because you see, people are living like us on the screen with troubles, with stories that when we see them on screen, we believe it because there's a great identification, yes, between the actors and the characters that he or she plays. And we believe that he left her, and we believe that now it's raining. No. Though when they're shooting it, it's June and there's no rain, but people sit, you see, off behind the scenes, people are just dropping waters. Yes, like in the movie Singing in the Rain. It's just you believe that he sings in the rain and there's natural rain, but no, people sitting with pipes of water dripping all over, and you believe he's singing in the rain, but it's a produced rain. A beautiful day. It is so hot. We met a neighbor. She already informed us that it's a great danger to be out today, and she hopes that we don't go for a walk and in the sun. It's a great heat wave at the moment. And it happened to be that we went into a center that, by chance, we weren't supposed to be there, but it happened to be. Yes, here too. Yes, also all over the place in Greece. And so it is the hottest week in the whole year, I guess. This is what people say. And we met a lady that she helped us with the paperwork when we came from Germany to Israel. And I just stopped to say thank you. I remembered her name. She has a name of an angel in Hebrew. And I say, thank you, Ariella. Her name is Ariella. Ariella, thank you so much, because it was a long procedure for many, many years to get the papers. And I told her and more or less the details. And she immediately got the language from her side, a procedure, because it has like formal names. And I say thank you so much all of those years. And I told her, I spoke to you from Berlin and you answered the phone in Israel, and we came here and you received us in the office, and so all of those years, and we got the permission, all of this, and I would like to say thank you. You have a name of angels. And I told Andre from the beginning, this is like, I know, it's just to go through a paperwork of many, 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 many years and interrogations and cross-examinations. You don't want to even to go into it, what we had to cross here. But once I heard her name on the phone already from Berlin, and I said, it's the name of an angel. And today it happened to be reality brought us together that I could say thank you. And Fernanda was speaking about non-linear thing when you don't like look at the visuals or so, but maybe beyond. And she was so shocked. She said nobody speaks to her like that. And I told Andre, I told her, I told him about her. You go through offices. It's an institution to go to an office that a procedure that you don't know that you're gonna be there back and forth for a couple of years. It's like getting a visa in America, but much, 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 much harder. Not visa, but a green card, sorry. Much harder. And just a name, and this is it. It's just a seal of truth. This is how. You can also open this episode and tell the story, you know, of what paperwork does to people because they're innocent and they don't know what kind of mechanism of bureaucracy is happening. Not because people are bad, because this is how it is, bureaucracy, for years. But just the sharing that from the moment I was trying to just find a way to come, and she was the one lifting the phone, and I asked, what's your name? And she said, Ariela. And then several years after, you found her with a granddaughter playing in the summer, and you say, thank you, Ariela, for all of this treatment. For me, it was like after this war, and which is never ends, but this part, let's say, and other events, to see an angel and to say thank you. Questions? Yanis, Felipe, Jill, Gladys, Cindy, Deborah, Fernando, any question? So you could look at life through the lens of the bureaucracy, or you can look at life from the angel perspective. It's different.
Hello, Eti.
Hello, Felipe. How do you do?
I'm fine, Eti. Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Happy to hear. Yesterday I heard a session I couldn't be present. It was really inspiring and beautiful with you, and just wanted to share that we feel grateful for this way of this lens that we can look at life in a simpler way. And slowly we feel this light, the light of not worrying so much about details, and this part of the detail caught me because it's very it's a way very simple to speak to people. When you are too much attached in details, it's a sign that you are a bit far from unity, from easiness, from relax, and from life. So just wanted to thank you, Eti, for the session and greet all the friends.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Felipe. Thank you, Fernando, Deborah, Yanis, Jill, Gladys, Cindy. Thank you all for being here with us today. Such a beautiful life to live with you. Toda and shalom, and we shall meet here on Saturday at the same time. I hope you have... No, basically it's Wednesday today, so tomorrow,
yes,
sorry, I'm not synchronized yet with that.
When you forget time and space, you know it.
Yeah. Same with me. Yeah. Anyways, there's a gate for love, you say. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So tomorrow at the same time. Okay. Yes, of course. Yes. I hope to bake a cake until tomorrow. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. Yeah, love you all. See you soon. Yeah, bye-bye.
See you soon.